Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
All right, we're getting started on another program, and she was on once before. Her name is Dr. Beth Leilani, I believe, is what she goes by, Dr. Beth Leilani Mercado. At one time, was in Garden, Michigan this morning, talking to me from Providence, Rhode Island, on her way to the Philippines. Dr. Beth, how you doing?
I'm wonderful like you are, especially talking with a nice guy like you with a heavenly voice.
Now, the last time you were on, we talked about your book, Whispers of the Soul, and I got to know you because you did these laughter workshops, and you do them all over the place. Do you still do those?
Yes, I do. In fact, in my way to the Philippines, I'm going to, you know, when I'm in the Philippines, I'm gonna be doing that. The Filipinos love to laugh, and I don't have to really stress them out, you know, because they just love to laugh, and so I'm going to do that.
Well, That's really awesome. And now you also have you've been doing a blog for quite a while now?
Yes, yes. I've been, life has been full of miracles, as I know yours is too, because I've been thinking of having a blog. And all of a sudden, because of this ending process I went through, my sister set up the blog, and I said, wow, a miracle. And I've been writing.
You can go find it at drbethhealing.com, right?
Yes, yes. And it's Life's Lessons by Dr. Beth. And it's about life, about relationships, about spirituality. In other words, all the rudiments, all the phases of our lives, they're all in there.
Your journey, as I recall, and it's been a while since we talked, was it a stroke that you had?
Yes, yes. Yes, when I was very young.
And how old were you at the time?
I was in my 40s. I was 42. I was in the prime of my life.
And what happened after that?
Well, what happened after that? I learned a lot of lessons. I learned to go within. I learned that the power is within me and that I can create whatever I need to create. Of course, it is the higher power, whatever you call it, wisdom with W, P with the WP, and meaning capital, meaning the inner guide, the or some people call it God, and sometimes I don't use the word God because some people are put off by that name because of the punishing God, but for me, my God is a loving God. Mm-hmm. And I learned to tap within my inner resources, and I learned a lot of lessons. And I'm still learning, because while we're here in this earth, we're still learning. And so, my blog and my book actually has a lot of lessons about life and spirituality.
And weren't you, like Whispers of the Soul, these are when you had these silent moments, as I recall. This is when things came to you.
Yes, oh yeah, because as soon as I wake up, I would meditate, or even before I get up, I'm already in the meditative mode. And when I sit down, then the messages come, and then as I walk, the messages still come, and my inner editor becomes very busy, change this and change that, and it's really an interesting process.
Well, you were able to write a whole book over it. Now, you're also an ordained minister, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wear many hats. I call myself somebody wearing many hats. Spirituality, psychology, you name it, I do it.
And you really believe that laughter and joy is a huge part of who we are.
Oh my God. It is. And I see it all around me. Because, you know, whatever you focus on increases. Mm-hmm. And the joy for me, I live in a snow country now, meaning Providence. It snowed yesterday and all that, but today the sun is shining. Mm-hmm. And there's joy. Joy, because the sun is shining. And even if the sun is not shining, there's still that joy in all of us, because the little boy, the little girl in all of us just want to have fun and laugh.
I agree with you. That's why I get along so well with you, because there's a little child in me, when given the opportunity, will always wants to come out.
Okay? Now, that is the key here. Given the opportunity, how about creating the opportunity?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm at work, I probably can't always be. I'm on the air. I'm kind of silly, but you know, there's times in life when you have to be a little more focused. And
I understand, but you can also focus so being joyful and happy. You don't have
true.
To laugh.
That's true. That's true. So you talk about something on your blog called Path of Wonders.
P-U-W-M.
Okay, P-U-W-M, and that stands for what?
Path of Unceasing Wonders and Miracles.
Path of what was that second word?
Unceasing.
Unceasing Wonders and Miracles. Now,
Wonders and Miracles.
Now, is this a formula that you've learned over time that people can actually follow?
Well, the thing is just be aware and mm-hmm. be alive. Open your eyes, open your ears, because life is full of wonders and miracles.
And I mean, there's like, you know, you've heard this before, and you and I have talked about this. There's some things we can do also to enhance that, right?
Yes, quiet times.
Quiet times, but also visualization.
Yes, affirmations.
Affirmations. What kind of affirmations do you tell yourself?
Oh my God! Today I was. That's why I forgot to call you at 10 o'clock. I had this wonderful conversation with a lady, and we talked about. The latest affirmation, my emotional body is illuminated by divine light.
Mm.
Isn't that a powerful one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. And when I walk, I say, I'm traveling the path of unceasing wonders and miracles. And it lifts me up.
What kind of miracles can you tell me about? And you know, people might not always see it as that, but I think it's all in perspective, and if you start believing it, it just becomes more and more and more.
Yes, yes, I believe, because we can connect because we are on the same level of looking at life.
Mm-hmm.
Just open your eyes, and open your ears, and open your heart and your soul, and do all this like the beware of your words, you know, and your thoughts, because they come alive in your life. Like if I think of the unpleasant aspects of life, what will I get? Unpleasantness. I meet an unfriendly
right.
person. But if I focus on miracles, unceasing wonders and miracles, like the sun is shining, and I meet someone who smiles at me, isn't that a wonderful
mm-hmm.
sight? Somebody smiling at me and me smiling back.
And you know, we live in a world where it seems like, at least in this country, I don't know what it's like in the Philippines, they focus a lot on so many negative things. Instead of
yes.
focusing on the positive things.
Yes, yes. And that is why I said the purpose of my blog is to add a positive voice in the internet and in the world in general. Because there's so many, I mean, look around you, look at the news, look at the, like the movies and all that. Yeah, but life can be good. God gave us, you know, the Creator gave us this joy that is always there, but then we block it, or we do all kinds of stuff. So what do? We need to create opportunities for joy.
Mm-hmm.
We may not laugh because, you know, in the office, like you say, you can't. But you can, too, in your break. But
mm-hmm.
the joy is still there, wanting to come out and play.
Mm-hmm. It's always, and I think, do you feel, this is the way I've felt for a long time. That's what we really are in our,
yes.
in our purest form. We're these happy, joyful beings.
Yes, yes, yes. Joy is our nature, actually. I did a talk one time about love, and I said, you know, there's a difference between happiness and joy. The happiness is when something in your physical world happens, like your boyfriend is there, he called you, but then joy is always there, so that is our basic nature. You are right. That is our basic nature is joy, and happiness is what happens in the physical world that we live in.
You know, I since the last time I talked to you, and it's been quite a while.
Yes.
I had my mother came to visit me. She's been gone since 97. And she came to visit me in a dream, and there was a horse with her. This was like 5 days after her birthday in October. And
oh, wow.
The horse looked a lot like our horse that we used to have. And there's also a squirrel with her. But the thing I took away from that, one, was this incredible love that waits for us. It's just so overpowering. You can't describe it. But also the joy I felt coming from her is kind of like what you're saying. She was in a very joyful state, and I could just feel it. And it reminded me, and I think she's showing me this for a reason, that, for one, this is what we get. This is what's waiting for us, and we can tap into it anytime we want.
Anytime. It's there, just like the power and the wisdom and the love and the peace. It's all there because that's our nature. In fact, one of my most recent affirmations, I say, I am a pure being undergoing a holy experience. Pure being is pure joy, pure love, pure peace, pure harmony. And it's holy because life is holy, really. We really come down to it, you know, without the garbage that people, that we as humans put into life. Life is really holy.
You know, and a lot of what you're saying, and I've heard it phrased different ways, but to cut through it and maybe present it so people see it perhaps in a way that's real clear, whatever you focus on the longest, a friend of mine said this, whatever you focus on the longest becomes the strongest.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That is a good one. What I say is, what you focus on increases.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But this one is nice. What you focus on the longest
becomes the strongest.
Wow, that's wonderful, wonderful. My goodness, I wish I can sit in a coffee shop and share with you.
Maybe someday we'll be able to do that. I'm talking to Dr. Beth, and we're going to take a break and continue with our conversation. Go to drbethhealing.com.
Out there, out there, out there, out there.
What's that? A cicada. That's an owl. Wait, what's that?
Oh, the camp town ladies sing this song. Doo-dah,
I think doo-dah. That's a donkey.
The swamp town mud hole stinks so strong. Oh, da doo da oh.
Shrek!
You were expecting Prince Charming?
Get out and explore nature. You never know what you might find. To learn more about all the fun stuff waiting for you outdoors, go to discovertheforest.org. This message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Rosalind Elena McGrath of Intuitive Learning Creations, and you're listening to Out There with TJ Ryan.
It's out there, out there, out there, out there.
Dr. Beth is my guest. She's in Providence, Rhode Island. Actually, I got to know her when she was living in Garden, Michigan. A mutual friend told me about one of her laughter workshops, which was in the Escanaba area. And then since then, she's moved on, and she's going to be heading back to the Philippines. You spent a good amount of time back in the Philippines?
Yes, because, you know, I miss the culture. I miss everything that is.
How did you wind up in the States?
My ex, the father of my son, wanted to come here.
Mm.
And, you know, I was married to him. I got a duty, too. Now I do my own stuff. I'm by myself. I'm free and clear. And
You go by Dr. Beth Leilani Mercado.
Yes, yes. Leilani means heavenly flowers, and I love flowers, and I love joy. I love humanity. What can I say? I'm full of love.
You're full of love and joy and happiness and laughter. And
yes. In fact, I'll share with you, because I was doing some cleansing process, and after the cleansing, I my affirmation is, I'm filled to the brim with love for my fellow humans.
That's awesome. And so do you approach every day? Do things ever bother you? Do you ever get upset about things?
Of course. That's why the cleansing process.
Do you feel
very important?
I've heard this before too. That in order for us now, some people will say, "Well, I say affirmations, I believe certain things, but nothing happens." And I really am a believer, and I forget this. But if you don't let go of the other things, you won't be able to let more love in. If you keep holding on to those other things, I'm angry with this person. This person did this to me. If we don't let go of that and make peace with it, truly make peace with it, it will not allow more abundance to come to us.
Yes, because I call them debris of human existence.
The what?
Debris, meaning waste.
Oh, debris, okay.
Waste of human flaws. Okay. I did, because of my ending process that happened last year, I did all kinds of cleansing. Like I say, let all impurities in my mind, soul, and body be swept away forever, never to come back. And then I also said about the past, let the past be gone forever, forgiven and forgotten. And then let there be forgiveness in my soul for all concerned, including myself. And then I also attended to the body, let the body be healed of pain and discomfort. And then after the cleansing, I did the affirmation, I am a pure being undergoing a holy existence. Mm. My steps are light and peppy. My mind is alert and active. My soul is at peace. My heart is filled to the brim with love for myself and for my fellow humans and for my Creator.
Now,
so, yes?
These are, I mean, anybody can say these words, but you really have to feel them, right?
And first of all, you have to do the cleansing process. Because like you said, you know, if the past is still here, you can't be. Because if your past is full of gunk, I call it, if there's such a word, then the present, you won't be in the present. And then the present goes into the future and the future. In other words, life will be bleak. That's why people wear blinders on the, you know, because they don't want to experience life. But then there's a way. That's why I wrote the blog, because there are lessons to learn. And once we learn the lessons, life will be better. It's not, hunky-dory, because there are challenges. Like, I just experienced a closing process that was really horrendous. I didn't have anything. I didn't have money. I didn't have a house. I didn't blah, 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 and so forth. But now I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I've risen from the ashes. How did I do it? Cleansing process, forgiveness, affirmations, visualizations, and all the other tools that I teach in the blog. I get so excited about this.
Now, do you feel also, and we'll get to some of those responses, do you feel also this affects your health when you don't let go of these things?
Oh, definitely. Because when there's the garbage, like in your house, if you have a lot of garbage, can you enjoy your house?
Not so much.
Okay. So with the brain, with the mind, with the soul, with your body, if there's a lot of garbage in your body, will you be healthy? If you drink, if you smoke pot and all that, will you be healthy? No. How about the soul? If you're full of unforgiveness or judgmental, in other words, all the phases of our whole being, the body, the mind, the heart, the soul, they got to be cleansed.
Mm.
You know, just like we clean our house.
I know I feel a lot better when I'm in a state of joy. And,
oh, definitely.
And my health, actually, I will notice now, when I get upset about something, if I hang on to anger, I will start feeling sick.
Oh, yes.
It makes a huge difference. And I also believe if you hold on to it long enough, it may lead to a terminal illness.
Yes. In fact, there has been, because what you're saying is kind of confirmed by professional studies, that loneliness makes you sick, and it will even lead you to the grave. In fact, I don't know if you are you married or...
I am married, yes.
Okay, they said that single people, many single people are lonely, or not many, but a number. And this loneliness, you know, makes them susceptible to illnesses, and before you know it, they're on their grave.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you're happy, because the cells have their own intelligence. When you're happy, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, whoa, we're dancing here, we're laughing here.
I agree.
And they're happy.
I agree.
And the illnesses, they go away. And this, again, is proven by professional studies that when you're happy, you're healthier. It is, in fact, it is a necessity, because we're born as happy, joyful, energetic, powerful, wise being. Look, when we're in the womb, we're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come out and somebody spanks us.
Right.
Ah, what a world, cruel world. And before you know it, all kinds of garbage come in. And the perfection goes away. And that's why we need to affirm who we are. For me, I'm a pure being undergoing holy experience. Sure, I get this and get that once in a while. But then, once I remember who I am, just like the cleansing process I did, I said, if there's any remaining memory of pain or sadness, let it be transformed into positive energy that blesses and heals my world and me. And then I also say, if there's any tinge of sadness that comes, let me remember my oneness with the infinite.
Mm.
And I'm okay again, and joy comes back.
Returns.
So there are tools.
What are some of the comments that you've had from your blog so far?
Okay, look at this. My cousin recommended this blog, and she was totally right. Keep up the fantastic work. And then one of my favorites is, terrific work. This is the type of information that should be shared around the web. Shame on the search engines for not positioning this post higher. Mm-hmm. But of course, right now, my consultant did all kinds of things, and we are now, we now occupy a very beautiful place in the whenever you search for Dr. Beth Healing.
Okay.
And then, hello, you have brought up a very good point. Thank you for the post. Hello, this was an excellent theme. I come from Italy. I was fortunate to look for your topic in WordPress. Also, I obtain a lot in your topics. Really, thanks very much. I will come daily. This is amazing post for a long time I've ever read. Isn't that a wonderful comment?
Yes.
And then one of my favorites. I just wanted to stop by and say that it has been a pleasure reading your blog. I bookmark your website so that I can come back and read more in the future as well. Please do keep up the quality writing. All right?
Do you feel, because here's the way I kind of look at it.
Yeah?
All of us know this. All of us know this within. We just need somebody like you or whoever that is aware of it to keep reminding us. Even you, I got to imagine, sometimes have to be reminded, right?
That's why I meditate, because God reminds me.
So we all kind of serve each other as reminders.
Yes, even like our talking now, we're reminding one another. And I have girlfriends with whom I talk, and they're full of joy, and we all enrich one another, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like in social psychology, there's a point there that says we facilitate each other's growth. And that is why we cannot live in a cave or by ourselves. We need interactions with our fellow humans, because sometimes in the dailiness of life, life just becomes daily. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You go to work, you do this, blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, the years have gone by. What do you do? Oh. However, we just take time and just take time to get into that joy, into the power, into the wisdom, and the energy. Ha! Huh. And how do we do that? For me, it's a connection with the infinite.
Absolutely. And also, I was going to say as well, we're going to run into people that maybe are not on the same path or not aware, and they are there for a reason as well.
Definitely. We are wherever we are at the right place at the right time, because with people that we need to be with, because nothing happens like my finding you again. How did I find you again?
I don't know. It's really weird, because Sunday night, you know, I was thinking, okay, I got to get a show on this week, and I do once a week, and I thought, okay, I've sent out tons of emails, nobody can really come on right now. And I don't know, am I supposed to keep doing this? Universe, help me. Should I do this anymore? Should I maybe do it once every couple of weeks? And just like that, boom, I get an email from you the next day asking to be on my show. Now, that some people would say that's a coincidence. And then yesterday, I got yet another email from another friend. And so I don't see it that way. I really see it as I asked for something, I got something in return.
You were part of that,
and we're both helping each other.
Yes, definitely. Because, you know, the ether, the air, whatever you call it, because there is a some kind of a realm. I forgot the name. But it is, anyway, it doesn't come to me. But, you know, I've learned that Oh, this is like you put out your desire into the universe, and it comes back to you in a form that you don't even realize is possible,
mm-hmm.
or in a form that is different from what you expected. I can tell you about this, and then we'll get back to your experience. When I first published the book, I asked the secretary in the church I used to attend to please just put a little note on, about the book, and she said, no, I can't. And then I was featured in the magazine. You know what I mean? And now you said, okay, will I do this, or will I, whatever questions you ask the universe? And I got it, and I emailed it to you, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just, that's why I believe in an unseen power. There's a heavenly realm, that we can touch into,
mm-hmm.
where there's only perfection.
And
of course, the cleansing has to happen
right.
for us to be pure beings that can accept all these wonders in the universe are just waiting for us to claim. Open up and claim it, receive it, and be grateful for it, and that's it.
You're pretty excited. You're pretty excited, Dr. Bell.
I am, really.
I think it's great. We're just about out of time, so...
Okay.
I just want to promote your site again if people want to go there, drbethhealing.com. And your book is called Whispers of the Soul. People can still get that. They can read your different blogs. And you know, the greatest thing about all of it, Dr. Beth, is that to me, it's a reminder of what I truly am. And I need that.
Yes, we all need that. I need that. You know, but when we tap into the inner power, the inner wisdom, we'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we can read the books and blah, blah, blah. But once we get to that place that we are just still, then the inner wisdom comes into play and you get it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. And I hope whenever you get the whim, if you're in the Philippines or wherever you're at, you can send me an email and say, hey, can I be on the show? And I'll say, yes, yes.
By the way, next, this week, this year, I'm going to be working on my book, a collection of intimate sentiments, My Heart Sings.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Beth Leilani Mercado.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Oh, my God. Keep on laughing, okay?
Okay.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.